Well, they will have a little bit of Brazil, you know, here in Hartford. We have the music, we have food, we have people, you know, in costumes, Brazilian costumes, and we will have, you know, this very unique show. You know, it's a carnival that's coming from Miami, Florida, with capoeira, which is a Brazilian, you know, self-defense and dance, and samba show. You know, it's a little bit of the carnival of Brazil. Also, there's an orchestra coming from the state of Minas Gerais to perform the Brazilian national anthem with 56 kids aged from 14 to 16 years old.
And what's the name of that group?
Orchestra of Contagem, Minas Gerais. Yeah, they'll play the national anthem. Up to now, you know, they only play the national anthem, you know, but we might let them play two more songs, you know, something that, you know, can connect you to the Brazilian culture. Maybe the girl from Ipanema.
That might be interesting with a full orchestra.
Yes.
And tell me about the samba school Unidos of Miami.
Unidos of Miami, it was founded by Paulo Gualano about 35 years ago. And they've been playing all over the world. They have these mulatas, you know, from Brazil that perform the samba. They have a capoeira show, and they have some Latin, you know, dances as such as merengue and salsa. But they will perform here, you know, just the samba and the capoeira.
Tell me what else is on the plate for Sunday.
We have three Brazilian bands, one coming from Massachusetts, one coming from Connecticut, and one coming from New Jersey, and three local DJs. We also have a lot of activities for kids and Brazilian food, you know, a lot of great variety of Brazilian food. Brazil is in fashion right now, you know, with so many things happening in Brazil, especially the World Cup,
right,
and the Olympics. And those who want to go to Brazil, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity for them to know a little bit more of the culture and the food and the people. You know, we are very unique people, you know. So they will know a little bit more of our culture and what we do, where we come from.
Lots of multiculturalism in Brazil. Does it reflect in the traditional culture?
Definitely. Yes, we have a little bit of everything, you know, from the world, especially in São Paulo, you know, the greatest metropolis for Brazil. And Rio de Janeiro, you can see a lot, you know. You can see more of European, you know, influence in south of Brazil. In north of Brazil, especially Bahia, you know, you see a lot of blacks, you know, African descendant. And in São Paulo, you see a little bit of everything.
Well, you know, if people don't know much about Brazil, they know about the grilled meats in Brazil. Will there be a lot of grills out there on Sunday?
Yes. Yes, we call them churrasco, you know.
Uh-huh.
We have, you know, these gaúchos coming from south of Brazil. They will, you know, make the food right there, and it's very delicious, very unique.
Okay, so if people want to know more about this before they head out on Sunday, where should they go?
Oh, that we have a website, mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately it's in Portuguese. It's www.BrazilianDayCT.com, or they can call me at 860-416-0373.
All right, Esther, thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good day. I hope to see you there.
I will be there.
Take care now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.